And by the way, at verse 9, we come now to the justice and goodness of God demonstrated in his decision to destroy Nineveh and to give the gospel. Will you listen to this? What do ye imagine against the Lord? He will make an utter end. Affliction shall not rise up the second time. In other words, they'll not be given a second chance. They've had their last chance. They've crossed over a line, that invisible line that I do not know where it is, but it's somewhere out there that you can step over it in your rejection of God. And it doesn't mean the grace of God couldn't reach you, but it means you can't reach the grace of God at that particular point. And verse 10, for while they are entangled together like thorns, and while they are drunk like drunkards, they shall be devoured like stubble, fully dry. And I would say this especially today to young people. Make your decision for Christ while you're young and you have a sharp mind. Because you can keep playing around even with intellectualism today, which I tried in college and almost got detoured. And you can play around, as many are doing today, with drugs and alcohol. And you can, as Nahum says, the day will come when you'll stumble around like a drunkard. And if you stumble around like a drunkard, you can't make a decision. A man called me from back east. I wouldn't talk with him. I told him, I said, you're drinking. And he said, yes. And I said, you're drunk. He said, yes. Well, I said, the liquor's speaking, not you. When you are willing to sober up and call me, I'll be glad to talk with you, but I will not talk to liquor. May I say to you, they, at that day, had reached the place where they could make no decision. Now, the point that Nahum is going to make and the contribution that he's going to give with the other minor prophets to God's philosophy of government and his manner of dealing with individuals and with nations is just simply this, that whether you believe it or not, or whether you can understand it or not, and that applies to me also, of course, that God is just and God is good when he judges a nation or an individual. God is still the God of love. And God loves the lost. And he is, as John told us, the propitiation. He is the mercy seat for our sins. And for the sins of the whole world, men are lost because they are sinners. And they're saved because they accept the overture of salvation that God extends to them. And God will get that invitation to any individual on top side of this earth that will accept it. And I have come to believe that we may see actually turning to God today. I don't mean in great numbers, but I mean there'll be a turning to God given to every people on top side of this earth. And it looks to me like now radio might be that means. So that we are in this section where he's going to be very extreme in what he's going to say. God is going to judge Nineveh. And he is just in doing it and righteous. We can understand that. But God is love also. And this is actually an act of the love of God. Now, that's very difficult for us to comprehend. But it is absolutely true.